to this shit.
Paul Brandt, bassist and recent graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, Davey Sumner, a current senior at the university, and guitarists Trevor Ives and Eric Reichall, all members of the local band The Furnettes, performed a number of their tracks off their new album, Deal With It, to a packed house last Saturday at the cabin. The band worked the crowd through both their music and injections of humor. Brandt, Ives, and Reichall have a long history together, having been members in previous bands. In their desire to get back into music, the three re-established themselves and sought the addition of a fourth member.
Well, we've all played in other bands together over the years.
Especially the three of us were in a band called Meridine and also the General Guests. And then we kind of stopped doing those things, but then realized we still wanted to play music together. So we did something new. And we needed a drummer. And we knew about Davey, and Davey's been the best part about this band.
Unlike the rest of his band members, whose musical interests sparked from bands like Hanson, Train, and New Kids on the Block, newcomer Davey Sumner discovered his inspiration closer to home.
My dad was a musician for 25 years. There was always music in our house, and they just grew up with it.
With a new band came a new name. Although the naming process proved somewhat trivial, they discovered the answer lied with one man.
My best friend growing up, his last name was Furnett, and now he's big and rich and famous, and we thought we'd make fun of him. So we named the band after him.
We were trying to use a random band name generator on our phones. I think the only thing that we were ever like was fake flowers, which looking back on it's really terrible. Yeah, one night I was like, what if we called it Furnett? And everybody's like, yeah, it's funny, and it's actually a good name.
According to the band, television shows tend to provide the most inspiration in producing their music. As for the production process, collaboration is key. When one member initiates an idea, the others aid in its final construction.
One of us writes a song, and then the rest of us finish it.
Yeah, we usually bring in pretty fully formed ideas for the most part, at least at this point. And then everyone else is free to kind of add their own part to it. Usually we bring in kind of the idea of like, this is the verse, this is the chorus, these are the chords.
Most of the band's performances remain close to home, at such places as The Mousetrap and The House of Rock. On the drive back home from a gig in Appleton, the band confronted Mother Nature head-on, marking that moment as one to remember.
We hit the Bear Falls van that kind of smashed in, and we got pulled over on the way back because the headlight was out and the van was kind of messed up.
Cop pulled us over and said, do you know why I pulled you over? You have a headlight out. And I said, no, we don't have a headlight because the whole front of the van is missing.
I still think my favorite part of that whole story is the three of us all hunt. And so we hit the bear, and the first thing I did is I got out and I looked at the damage, and then I went and looked for the bear because it's, hey, free bear.
The Furnettes' next scheduled performance will be held at the House of Rock on New Year's Eve, where they will perform a Taylor Swift cover set. Reporting for The Spectator, I'm Danielle Paul.